This sermon is brought to you from our CCG Graceville Parish. It is our prayer that God speaks to you personally through it. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
I want to try to bring something to bear. I want to reach on. You can divide it. You can capture on it anyway. But I'm talking this morning on the protocol of prayers that get God's attention. The protocol of prayers that get God's attention. In this decade, there is a way we pray and we get God's attention. How many of you have prayed and God have not answered you before? Don't form that God always answer me. Just be sincere. Be sincere. You have trust God for something and God didn't answer. Anybody like that? If God have answered all your prayers, all. Okay, so you are like me. Sorry, I'm disturbing you too much. I'm sorry. Just manage me. There is a way you pray and God answers. There is a protocol to prayer. But the challenge today is that many of us actually pray, but we don't understand prayer. I know before the end of this service, at least to a little extent, God would have released something to us. Can you pray in the Holy Ghost, somebody? Just 1 minute. Pray in the Holy Ghost, one minute. Malaka yabara das kalaban desila brababada elabata skenebreto skilabata hakaba elabababa. Holy Ghost. Amen. Can we check something? Exodus chapter 3. Everybody, please open your Bible. Can I have the scripture on the screen also? I'll be very excited if I can have that. Exodus chapter 3. Orabasatata. How many of you believe God wants to answer all prayers? Do you believe God can answer our prayers? Do you believe God can answer our prayers? Okay. Exodus chapter 3. Are you there? If you are there, say praise God. If you are not there, say wait for me. If you are not there, say wait for me. Okay. Nobody is slow here. Exodus chapter 3. I saw something in that scripture that got me shocked, initially confused. And later, the Lord will reveal what happened to me. I'm trying to just follow me. We're going to be using this scripture to probably chapter 4. And I believe the Lord will open our eyes to see something. Now, Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law. The priest of Midian. He led the flock to the backside of the desert. And he came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. Moses kept the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert. And he came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. Question one. Excuse me, do animals graze in the desert?
You are not in church.
Where do animals graze? They graze in the wilderness, is that correct? How can Moses lead animals to desert? Question one. Number two. If animals don't graze in the desert, would they be grazing at the back side of the desert? If the desert has no grass, the back side, what will it look like? Sir, if the desert is sandy, the back side will be sander. Pardon my grammar. Sandy, sander, sander. How can a man lead a whole animal? I said, God, follow me to the desert. There is no grass in the desert. You can take a key of Kalahari Desert or Sahara and see what it looks like. There is no grass there. And a guy led them to that desert in Egypt. And in the forest of Media. In those areas where sand, where there is no water. He was leading them to that area. And the question in my heart is, what was he looking for? I believe Moses would have led them to the wilderness for grass. And said, guys, I have given you grass. I need to feed myself. What brought him to the backside of the desert is the next thing. And he came to the mountain of God. Moses was actually looking for the mountain of God. What Moses came to look for in the desert is not grass. He would have fed the animal in the wilderness. He was taking them to the desert and to the backside to look for something to answer a question in his heart. He was looking for an answer. And the only strategy to get the answer is to look for the answer. And the answer can be anywhere. So Moses began to look for, where is this answer? Bible says, and he came to the mountain of God. What am I saying? Any man that will get an answer to any prayer should be hungry. Hunger is the spiritual GPS that leads you to God. Hunger led him. The hunger was leading him to the desert. You know, I used Google Maps to get here. Turn right, turn left, turn right, 200 kilometers, turn left. The hunger is called the spiritual GPS that will lead you to where God is. You can't imagine God being at the backside of the desert. But hunger can lead you to where God is. Show me a man that is hungry. I will show you a man that will find God. No wonder Matthew 5, 7 says, Matthew 5, 7, 6 and 7. Say, blessed that they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. God don't fill full vessels. God only fill hungry vessels. Psalm 63, verse 1 to 3. He said, my Lord, any will I seek thee. My soul thirsted after thee. My flesh longeth after thee. In a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. To see thy power and thy glory as I have seen in the sanctuary. There is something about the mystery of hunger. It leads you to locate God. Psalm 63, 1 to 3. He said, my soul thirsted after thee. My flesh longeth in a dry and thirsty land to see thy power and thy glory. Meaning, the strategy to see God's power is that you have to get the hunger to lead you to God. Maybe the reason why you have not been getting answers to prayer is because you come because you are full. Men who get anything tangible from God are men who are hungry. Hunger is the spiritual GPS, spiritual Google map that leads you to where God is. There is no man that is hungry that don't locate God. Any man who is genuinely hungry will find God. Bible says, and he came to the mountain of God. Hunger led him to the mountain. Grass didn't lead him because there's no grass in the desert. Hunger led him there. And hunger didn't disappoint. Bible says he came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. Can you pray 1 minute? Lord, give me hunger. Lord, give me hunger. If you will do anything in my life today, give me hunger. I refuse to be normal. God, give me hunger. Make me hungry, oh God. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst. There is something about this hunger that gets me filled. There is something about the mystery of hunger that gets me filled. Jesus. God gave me one song some times ago. Take me to the fountain. Show me the source of hunger that can never be satisfied. Take me to the fountain. Show me the source of hunger that can never be satisfied. Take me to the fountain. Show me the source of hunger that can never be satisfied. You didn't know, fill me with hunger that I go hungry. I return hungry and I remain hungry. God, fill me with hunger that I go hungry. I return hungry and I remain hungry. I said, God, why? He said, when you come to me, I give you hunger so that the hunger will send you away. By the time you come back, I feed you more with hunger and you remain hungry. Because the time you are full, you are finished. Pastor, sir, I am looking for God. He said, every time, I don't show you all. When you come to me, I show you a little that will make you more hungry to see more. Can I get something I can fold? Something I can fold. Like a paper that I can fold. Or a magazine or something. I need something that I've written something on. Like, something, pictures. I have pictures or something. This book is big, but we can pick up. Can I bend your book? Okay. Makaya. Come to God. Show me a mystery. Show me a mystery. You came because you were hungry. He said, okay, Daniel, because you have come to ask, let us start. He starts with this. You see some equations. Some to infinity. You begin to run with it. You run with it. By the time you were exhausted, say there is something more. This thing is not the end to this equation. But some people, they are satisfied with the little they saw when there is more. But what God does is that He doesn't satisfy you. Because He knows when a man is satisfied, he won't come back. So by the time you come back again, He show you next thing. He said, give me that A and AR and L2. Is there something like that? Kai, I thought I only saw some to infinity. You run again, you come back. God, what are you saying? He said it's an exponential sequence. That is GP. I thought I have exhausted this scroll. By the time you run, you saw that you can't balance the equation. You come back again. So the equation is not balanced. He said that is if R is less than 1. Okay. He said, no, I don't tell you everything at once. You keep coming back. God has formed everything in eternity. That is why God lives in eternity. You live in time. So that you cannot exhaust everything. You keep coming back. You keep coming back. It's not trying to punish you. It's just trying to bring you to eternity. You need to learn it. By the time you exhaust this one, it now shows you every equation. You thought you were happy. You thought you were exhausted. But there is something next. In the next page that you have not seen, and you keep coming, you keep unfolding. But guess what? Till you die, you can't exhaust this scroll. You can't exhaust this scroll. The man with the biggest ministry has done a fraction of the scroll. He didn't even exhaust this scroll.
Are you satisfied too soon? Because God gave you a vision yesterday, you are settling down. Come on, get hungry and come back. There is something more in the scroll. Will me with hunger that I go hungry. I return hungry and I remain hungry. Feed me with thirst that I go thirsty. I return thirsty and I remain thirsty. I thought by the time I am thirsty, you will fill my cup. He said even the overflow is a sign that you are still shallow. That your cup is running over is a sign that you are still shallow. There is a dimension. Let me show you a mystery of dimensions. I saw one in 2 Kings chapter 4. A woman came. Thy servant, my husband, is dead. We have nothing left in the house. Now, what do you have? He said, we have nothing but a pot of oil. He said, that is enough. He said, the man didn't leave beauty, but he left oil. He preserved the oil. He said, go and get vessels. Borrow not a few. The woman bought vessels. By the time the vessel finished, oil stopped. God said, you are the one limiting me. No matter the vessel you bring, it will finish. I'm the seed that never dry. The ocean that never dry. The river that never dry. I have come to drink. Sir, if you go to a river with 20 liters, it will be full. Go with 50, it will be full. Go with a tanker, it will be full. Go with 3 tankers, it will be full. Yet the sea is not dried. God said, no matter your hunger, you are the one that will be tired. What if you don't have hunger at all?
The sea.
You came because you were hungry. You are the one that will be satisfied. And how come you are satisfied with your little? After God said, I'm tired of this dimension. Another dimension came. He said, okay, don't go and borrow vessels. Can I make you the vessel? So David became a vessel. He said, and he anointed my head with oil. And the cup rose over. The oil was still flowing on the floor. David said, sir, I don't need to borrow a vessel. Just make me every vessel you want to. Nobody is borrowing. But after a while, David got full. It was still flowing on the floor. But that one was still a great dimension. Because when Jesus was going to come, he had to locate where the oil is flowing. He would have come in the tribe of Abraham. Oil is not flowing. He would have come in the tribe of Job. Tribe of Noah. Are they not all good men? But there's a tribe where the oil is flowing. The way you know I came is that oil is dropping on the floor. So Jesus had to look at the family where the oil, the cup runs over. But God said, even you being the container, you will still run over. He came to the New Testament. He said, okay, instead of me wasting my oil, can I dig the well here? John chapter 4, verse 16, that one. He said, it shall be in him a well, springing forth unto eternal life. He said, instead of digging the well, instead of making a vessel, can I dig the well of the oil on the inside? The well is a great dimension. But after a while, God saw a limitation. He said, even though you are the well, people have to come and fetch. It cannot flow. It's a restricted dimension. He said, it now came again out of your bellies. Not one river, rivers. But guess what? There are long rivers, there are short rivers. It depends on what you see. A river can be within a town. A river can cross continent. Ask River Nile. You can't compare Mississippi to Benue. You can't compare Mississippi to Niger. There are rivers and there are rivers. How hungry are you for the rivers that is flowing? The level of your hunger determines the level of the river that is flowing in you. Pray 1 minute. Lord, give me hunger. Filling me with hunger,
that I go hungry. I return hungry, and I remain hungry.
Fill me with hunger, that I go hungry.
I return hungry,
and I remain hungry. Hear me. No matter what I've seen, are you not amazed? We are all redeemed members. A man at 78 years is not satisfied. And a young boy at 28 saying I'm full. Because of 100,000 likes on Facebook, on Instagram. Satisfied? I will never be satisfied. Satisfied. 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 Lord, kill every sense of satisfaction in me, oh God. Father, kill it now. Kill it now. Every sense of satisfaction. No matter what I've touched, no matter what I've undoed, every sense of satisfaction in me that will restrict what you are doing. Because my satisfaction is a padlock to what God wants to do. God wants to pour more. I said, Lord, is flowing. I said, Lord, is running over. God said, this is not the dimension. What is running over can be a river. Even the river has limits. A river can turn to an ocean. An ocean can become a sea. And God is saying, why are you satisfied? He said, Lord, I have seen something. God said, you cannot even have an idea of what I'm about to do to you. He said, now the eyes have not seen, nor the ears have heard. Neither has it come to the heart of man. What God has planned. Where did you get your satisfaction from? Because of the little money in your account. Somebody says, silver and gold are mine. Many of us come to prayer with satisfaction. This is not a sign of ingratitude. Don't mistake it. Father, thank you for what you have done. There is more. This can't be it.
God is so much bigger than this. How is there a point where I wanted to quit? Then I had a call.
Listen. You need to repent this morning. Lord, I thought this is all you can do. Sir, Philippians 3:10 says that I may know him. What is Apostle Paul knowing? The guy that was caught up to the third heaven. Abundant in revelation. Is it that I may know what? I thought you have known him, sir. Jesus came to a encounter and said that I may know him. Sir, what are you knowing again? Apostle Paul has seen everything. He went to heaven. Peter didn't go there. Jesus came to convert him. He said, I have seen that. I know a man. He said he was caught up. Whether in body or in flesh, I don't know. He said he saw things that cannot be uttered. Meaning there are things Paul didn't teach us. Yet the one he taught is still confusing men. Some say I'm Christocentric. I like Paul in the business. I hate Peter. The one he taught, people have not understood it fully. Yet he said, I saw things that I cannot alter. And yet said that I may know. Apostle Paul, what do you want to know? He said, there is so much bigger than this. Can I undo something bigger than what I'm handling presently? I thought your business is all over Lagos. Can God take it to Africa? I thought you are the richest man. Are you as rich as the man, monarch of Zion? He said you cannot even grab the wealth I want to bring to the end. I have houses all over Lagos. Is that what you are celebrating? What if I give you a house in every state of the nation? I have enough. I have 10 cars. What if you are the one producing the car? How come you have restricted God with your small brain? Your brain cannot grasp God. God is looking for a man and say, God, despite all I've seen, there is more. I was talking to a pastor to buy a property, 150 million. We are still here. And you are satisfied with the 2 cars you are driving. What if God put the money in your account? Say, Pastor, don't mention it again in church. Please, you are embarrassing me. Is it 150 million? I give 300 for foundation. Buy the land, let's do foundation. Who says God cannot bless you, man? Who says you must remain small? You are looking blessed because of how that you think God has blessed you. Say, Lord, kill my satisfaction. May God tamper with your satisfaction this morning. May God tamper with it. God! I have seen dimensions in God, but I say, God, there is more. There is more. There is more. There is more. May God take you deeper. Grace, we cannot say amen. May God tamper with your satisfaction. May you enlarge. May you increase. May you multiply. May you replenish. May you subdue. Can you pray 1 minute? God, enlarge my capacity. I'm sorry for restricting your book. Enlarge my capacity. Who says somebody cannot be a billionaire in this year? I'm not talking of 10 years time. A man can sleep a blunder and wake up a wonder, provided he's hungry enough. If a man is hungry enough, he can touch anything. There are things that are available in Zion only for men who are hungry to tap into it. Ma, you can take it, you can take it. If you can see it, you can tap. Hey man, show me Exodus 3:2. Let's continue. Oh, Rabbi Yagada Balawa. Jesus. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the burning bush. In the middle of the bush, and he looked. Pause. I have an issue. When God saw he was hungry, an angel appeared to him. A canters are proud of hunger. You don't hear me. The guy was hungry. What did God do? An angel appeared in a flame of fire. You cannot have any tangible encounter if you are not hungry for it. It takes a canter for your life to count. But your life cannot count until you are hungry to have the encounter. By the time he was hungry enough, he came and he saw a burning bush. But the list of the Bible says he looked. Men who are hungry, pay attention to details. He saw something strange. He looked. Men who are great and not spectacular people are people who saw opportunity and take it. What if you didn't see it? Somebody saw death, they were crying. Somebody saw coffee, saw prosperity. Are you with me? Somebody saw passing out feces. He saw a stink. Somebody saw mobile toilet. He saw money. He looked. Have you been passing over opportunities and you didn't look? Because you weren't hungry, or you were hungry and have a misplaced hunger. Your hunger didn't enable you to have focus and pay attention to details. As you were hungry, anytime God see a man is hungry, he brings a canter and watch what he will do with the canter. God brought an encounter to Moses and saw what he will do. Bible says, and he looked. You understand? Behold, the bush burned with fire. Next verse. You will see what I'm trying to show you. Next one. And the bush was not consumed. Next one. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. He could have left. But follow me, follow me. Next verse. Next thing. Why the bush is not burnt? Next verse. See, next thing. And read for me. When the Lord saw that he has turned aside to see, what did God do? God called him. Why didn't God call him? Why did God have to wait to see whether he returned? When the Lord saw that he turned, God called. Why didn't God call him when he saw the bush? When the Lord saw that he turned, God called. What did God call him to do? Because of our time. God said, go to Israel, yeah, go to Egypt, go and save my people. It appears to me that if Moses didn't turn, he would have lost the calling. A lot of calling are missed because he didn't pay attention to details. Hunger brought you to God. Hunger gave you assignment. Grace, you didn't get what I'm saying. Hunger made you locate God. By the time you find God, God didn't just release you. He gave you an assignment with the finding. Meaning, anybody could be called to do a specific thing, provided they can find it. You can be the one God is sending to China, not to be a pastor. Because I don't know the craze among your people today. Everyone to be a pastor. I don't understand. But God is raising gatekeepers. Go to medicine. Go and get the drug for cancer. And get under the Holy Ghost. Before you enter the lab, you have charged 3 hours in tongues. As you open the microscope, you just see something by revelation. Ha! And you become a wealthy man by the Holy Ghost. Yet, you are an apostle in the medical field. Ordained to solve medical problems. Many people want to stand on the pulpit. This is not pulpit. This is plank or glass or metal. Pulpit is you pulling men from the pulpit. Pulling men from the pit. Pulpit. Pulpit. Pull men from pit. Where? Who is pulpit? Can this be pull any man? Say I'm the pulpit. And you can be it in the politics. You can pull men in medicine. You can pull men in government. You can pull men in are you not seeing footballers converting? Because a pulpit is on the pitch. A pulpit land on the pitch. Players are converting. What Kanye West have done, many of the Jews, till they finish ministry, they can never do it. Because a pulpit rose up in the entertainment industry. When God saw that he turned, God called him. Your calling is a product of your turning. Your calling is a product of your turning. Let me try to run this off. I was talking about the protocol of answer prayers. Number one, hunger brought you. Number two, you pay attention to details. Number three, you make a decision by what you see. The Bible says when he saw the burning bush, what did he do? He said, I will now turn. You make a decision. After you have seen, follow me. Let me leave this place and continue it. Oh, Jesus. If you are blessed, shout yes. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Go to verse 5. After he turned, go to verse 5. Show me what happened. Verse 5. After Moses turned and he said, draw nigh. Anytime a man make a decision, God gives him a calling for closer relationship. God brings him with intimacy. Anytime a man decides to locate God, God brings intimacy. What is intimacy? Into me and see. Intimacy. Into me and see. Intimacy. That's how the word came from the realm of the spirit. Intimacy. Into me and see. God said, draw nigh, come close. Let me show you what you didn't know. You can't see this by staying afar. You only see it by the time you decide. And what did God say? He said, remove your shoe. Sir, what does it mean to remove your shoe? God said, drop your experience. Sir, I know how to pray. I have prayed. God have answered. God said, drop it. Remove your shoe. You know, you can't remove your shoe without bending down. It's a bending posture. God is bending you. I can't send you until I bend you. So bend and remove your shoe. Sir,
Why will I remove my shoe? This is what I'm wearing. He said, drop your past experiences. Drop what you know. Because this life demands a daily approach. The way to get the best out of this decade is to live it in days, not in months. If you live it in weeks, you will miss it. No wonder. It says, blessed be the Lord, which daily, is it monthly? Is it weekly? Which daily load us with benefit? Give us our monthly bread. Is that your scripture? Give us our weekly bread. Is that your scripture? Give us what? Daily bread. Sir, I had an experience of God answering prayer yesterday. Drop your shoe. I have heard my pastor say this is a strategy. Drop your shoe. I saw somebody do the same thing. Drop your experience. Your last resort is the enemy of your next greatness. Oftentimes, Moses, remove your shoes, sir. Drop your experiences. Drop what you used to know. Drop what you used to feel. Drop it. It happens to men in church. Say, when I was in my former church, this is a new church. When I was in my former, that's why men who remarried after their wife is dead, they have problem. Say, my former wife. My former wife. You keep comparing this one to this one. Excuse me, they're not the same thing. Drop your shoe. I know God has blessed you before. He has called you before to do something, but he has moved. I can't bring campus experience or pastor into church. I was a campus leader for 2 years. You don't understand. It's not applicable in church. Drop your shoe. Because God is willing to give me a fresh start and download a fresh idea. But you came with two, you are too full of the former ideas. He said, remember, you know, the former things. Yeah. Neither consider the things of old. I will do what? Drop your shoe. When you come to God in prayers, you come because hunger brought you. When you now find God, pay attention to details. What do you not do next? You make a decision. What do you do next? You come down in a bending posture and drop your experience. See what happens next. I'm teaching you protocol of prayers that will be answered. Show me next verse. He said, this place you are is holy ground. Next one. Moreover, he said, I am the God of Abraham, God of the father, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, and Moses, I disface. By the time God said that you are bent, and drop your experience, he reveals himself to you. Remember, what did Moses saw? He saw an angel. When God saw, God appeared to him like an angel to see whether he would pay attention. By the time God saw, he made a decision. God said, I am the God of Abraham. You can start on a small level, but you don't remain there. When God sees that you are willing to drop what you have done. Many of us come to God in prayers. You have a protocol to pray about. But God is saying, drop it. Let's do something else. He said, Lord, no, no, no. When you say open prayer, you say prayer of thanksgiving, you say forgiveness of sin, you now start interceding for your church members. By the time you are done, God said, busy, busy. God is not time to intercede. It's time to pray, to thank you. As we are praying, God is saying, busy, busy, busy. Intercede for busy has the meaning. No, no, no. It's not time to intercede. Lord, I thank you for the food. Oh God, I said busy, busy. Because you came with the protocol, God said, you are not responsible. He goes to look for another person who can pick it. Many of us have missed opportunities to be a blessing because we were too rigid, too structured. Too structured. I was in my office one day praying for hours, and suddenly I picked my younger brother. What is happening? It wasn't time to pray for younger brother. I was supposed to be praying for my ministration in the evening. I just started interceding. Oh God, Bayo, Leko Parakata. I don't know the prayer point to pray, but we know not what to pray as we want. But the Spirit Himself maketh intercessions for us. We groanings that cannot be uttered. He prays according to the will of God. So I don't know the prayer to pray. Leko presosiala bayo ikapalata shizo brekelekele boshiana bayo akapalianda. I said, I know something is wrong with bayo. I don't know what is happening. By the time I got home in the night, that day my mom just bought a gas cooker to the house. Bayo did not know how to operate gas cooker. He switched on the gas and was looking for matches. But somebody picked somewhere. And the matches was next to the gas. But as I was praying, I blinded his eyes. He looked, he couldn't find. And my prayer held him back in the hand and led him out of the house. He was angry. He left the house. But he didn't come back until mom came back in the evening. But then she came back, you know, the owner was smelling already. And she saw the matches next to the gas. But then she told me, I just started laughing. What if I didn't pick? Say, Lord, turn my sensitivity on. Sharpen my sensitivity. Can you pray to God? Sharpen my sensitivity, oh God. Sharpen my sensitivity, oh God. Sharpen my sensitivity. I drop my experience in prayers. I come to you afresh every time. Anytime it's time to pray, I come fresh. I drop what I know. Sharpen my sensitivity. Kai. Kai. Light of the world, you step down into my darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Light of the world, you step down into my darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Sing that song with revelation. Light of the world, you step down into my darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Unless it comes to open your eyes, you don't know what to do. Light of the world, you step down into my darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Light of the world, you step down into my darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Kaya Badaba. Light of the world, you step down into my darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. I want to see. Let me see. I want to see. Let me see. I want to see. Let me see. Kaya bada bada. I want to see. Let me see. Imagine Moses didn't see the burning bush.
I want to see.
Imagine he didn't see it. He would have missed that encounter. Imagine Moses didn't turn to see. How many burning bushes are God showing you? And you cannot see it. Let me show you a scripture. Oh, Jesus. Verse 13. I've skipped the law because of my time. But by the time you come in this protocol, see the order. And Moses said to God, behold, when I come to the children of Israel and shall say to them, the God of your fathers that said, has sent me to you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? By the time you follow the protocol of prayer, God revealed a particular dimension of his name to you for your assignment. See what God said. Next verse. And say to them, I am. The name God revealed to your pastor is not the name God revealed to you. He came to Jacob and said, Jehovah Jireh. By the time he got to Moses, I am that I am. Why are you running with the name your pastor gave you? The name your pastor gave you wouldn't work in your circumstance. There is a name God will reveal for you personally. What name has God revealed? Until you follow this order, you won't come to the level of the name. By the time you come with that name, everything responds. Because God gave you that name for that challenge. Moses, go to Egypt. The name that work in Egypt is not Jehovah Rapha. It's not Jehovah Roi. Make at this come, we not walk in. Or say, oh no, we not walk there. Elohim, Elohim, we not walk there. Someone, the name that we walk in Egypt, I am. That I am. Ah! What name did God reveal to you? Because you didn't wait for this protocol, you missed the name. Anytime you are struggling, it's because you don't know how to use the name. He said, I have given him a name above all names. That at the mention of the name of Jesus, not at the mention of the name of Jesus. Calm down, calm down. He didn't say, at the mention of the name Jesus. He said, at the mention of the name of, meaning Jesus have another name. At the mention of the name of Jesus. Show me that scripture. Philippians chapter 2. Verse 10. At the mention of the name of Jesus. Have you seen it? That at the mention at the name of Jesus. Not at the name Jesus. There is a revelation of a name you know that opens doors. Jesus have a name. What is the name to your life? By the time you, he said, lift up your heads, O ye gate, and be lifted up, O ye everlasting doors. That he didn't say that Jesus become that the King of glory, because the gate only recognizes the King of glory. He said, who is this King of glory? He said, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Those names are password that the gate will recognize. If he had come to say Jehovah Jireh came, they won't respond. They won't respond. They don't know that name at the gate. It is the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle that can open the gate. Any other name cannot open that gate. God, what name will I tell them? He said, I am that. That is the name that will open the gate in Egypt. What name has God given to you? That is your secret of prosperity. Anytime you are stranded, mention the name, he appears. Anytime you have a problem, appear with, say, I come in the name. I come in the name. What name? Take in Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. How many of you have been shouting Jesus and nothing happened? Don't know the right name to call at that time. It is the name of Jesus, that name, but there's a particular name, is a password. Can every password open everything? There is a particular password for every system. What name is in charge of your finance? By the time you go to pray for finance, he give you a name for the finance. Is there a password to get wealth? He said, he didn't say I give you wealth, I give you power to get wealth. That's the password. God, what is the password for my wealth? It could be crude oil. Crude oil. You do every business, you won't prosper. Do that one, it will prosper. And that crude oil, we have a name back in it. Lord, you appear to me this day and you said to me. I want to see. I want to see. Let me see. How many minutes more, sir?
I want to see. I want to see. Let me see.
I want to see, I want to see.
I want to see. I want to see. Let me see. I want to see. Let me see.
He says, what is your name? He said, are you telling me Moses didn't know God before? God already said, I am the God of your father, Abraham, right? God of your father, Isaac and Jacob. He would have said, thank you, God. God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob sent me. They won't respond. He said, God, what is his name? What about the one God has said? God first of all said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, the God of your father. That name is enough. But said, God, which software works in Egypt?
Hey.
He said, the software is, I am that I am. He said, thank you. There is a software for your marriage. There is a software for your business. By the time you follow this protocol, people of God, there is a God of my calling. Anytime I call him, he respond. But yet, that God didn't work for my finance until I had to locate the God of my finance. I would have remained a poor pastor. What name of God did you know? Stop trying to do everything. You are giving your Rama. No. It's good to pray. When you are praising God, use that one. But when you want to confront a door, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, O ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come. Excuse me, sir. We don't know King of glory. Who is this King? We don't know King of glory. He said, okay, sorry. What name do you know? He said, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty. But I said, okay, open. By the time he was coming out, he said again, lift up your ears. By the time you read that scripture, you think it's one time. No, it's two times. He was going in and he was coming out. Lift up your ears, all you guys, and be lifted up. Whatever. The first thing didn't work. He said, the Lord of hosts. The name that entered didn't go out. You are not here. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty about to enter. But they couldn't open. When he was coming, he said, the Lord of hosts. The Lord mighty in battle. Those are the two names that could. The gate understand password. Entrance, one password. Maybe your right thumb. Returning, left thumb. By the time he applied the right thumb in the first one, the door opened. When he was coming, error. Said, the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord of hosts. He said, okay, let him come out. What name do you know? Until you wait in prayers, you can't have this revelation. Don't just pray. Ask God questions. Prayer is a communication. You are just there shouting 3 hours. What has God said? It can be a scripture, and the scripture can be the name. As you are praying, it's just done. As you are praying, you can just receive a word. Mercy. By the time you step at the gate, just shout mercy. The gate recognizes that name because you got it. You got it in the place of prayer. The gate recognizes that word. When you say mercy, the door open. Say favor, they won't open. You were praying. You didn't hear what God is saying. Moses had questions. Lord, what? When I was going to ministry, I had to ask questions. What will make my generation listen to me? Is there fire? But I do many things, but that one open every door. People call me fire, my boss. Fire. It's not as if it's only fire. Somebody asked me, do you do deliverance? I've not done it. I don't like deliverance. So it's as if I do deliverance in my church every Sunday. Is this way I'm sharing in church? But guess what? That is the password to announce me to my generation. If I had come with principle, nobody would hear me.
I want to see. I want to see. Let me see. I want to see. I want to see. Let me see.
What did God tell you?
Light of the world, you step down into my darkness.
Open my eyes, let me see.
Beauty garments, this old heart adore you.
Spent with you.
I want to see.
Let me see.
Hiya.
I want to see. Let me see.
Don't apply for a job without a name. They won't employ you. I come in the name. Peter says, silver and gold I have none. Such as I have, I give. In the name.
Ah! He said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Until you wait, you would have wasted your time. Lord, what am I going to Egypt with?
I am that I am.
Let me do one more scripture. Chapter 4, verse 14. Let's start from verse 10, chapter 4. We would have continued that scripture because of time. Maybe another day. But let's just do one more. Exodus 14. Exodus chapter 4. Let's start from verse 10. Let's start from verse 12. Now therefore, go, I will be with your mouth. Follow me. And teach you what to say. Next verse. Before that verse, Moses said, I am a stammerer. I can't talk. Acts 7 says Moses is mighty in words and in deed. How come he became a stammerer? He was trying to say, God, despite all I know, I don't know anything. No, let's start from that verse 10 so we can understand. Start from verse 10. And Moses cried to the Lord, oh Lord, I am not eloquent. Next verse. Neither yet for, nor since you have spoken to your servant. Verse 11. But I am slow in speech and of a slow tongue. Next verse. And the Lord said, who has made man's mouth? Or who make dumb or deaf or seen or the blind? Have I not the Lord? Next verse. Now therefore go, I will be with your mouth. I will teach you what to say. Next verse. And he said, O Lord, send me, I pray you, by the hand of whom will you send? The verse before said, who am I that you will send me? Men that fail in life are men that think that they can do it. After all this revelation, he came to say, who am I? Let me check that scripture, maybe verse 9 or something. When he said, who am I that you send me? I think he said that verse 9, verse 8, or verse after. Let me confirm. It's after everything. After the name, he came to say, Lord, who am I? Many of you can't, does not trust in God. No, it's not like that. He's saying, Lord, you, me, without you, is not. When God see a man that drops his weaknesses, the Lord said, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. The Lord doesn't like strong men. Have you seen it? Did you see? I am not even looking for it. It's that same line. Verse 11, yeah. No, not verse 11. And Moses said,
Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? This is the point where God is waiting for. After all your revelation, come to that point, Lord. Who am I that you will trust me with the wealth of Africa? Who am I? When God see this posture, he said, don't worry. My strength is now made perfect in your weakness. Many of you come with too much confidence to the Lord. You have trusted in yourself so much. And the Lord is saying, I've not seen that posture. People of God, I know I'm anointed though. But when I get to the Lord, when I come to you, I tell you, I am anointed with a prophetic and apostolic mouth to solve your problem. You say amen. When I get to him, Lord, I am nothing. He said, I will pour grace here. Tell the people what God tell you. Don't tell God what he knows. Come to God and say, Lord, who am I? By the time you get to that point, he said, my son, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. I will release grace. I will pour oil on you. I will send you. He said, Lord, Lord. He said, I will send you. I will not leave you alone. I will not allow you to remain. I will send you, sir. Lord, who am I? He said, son, don't worry. I like it when men know they are weak. Because why? I use the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. I use the base things to confound the mighty. Jesus. Until a man can hope in the mercy and the help of the Lord, he's not qualified to be used. Psalm 147 verse 10 and 11. Psalm 147 verse 10 and 11. The Lord said something striking to me. Show me that scripture. Psalm 147 verse 10 and 11. Psalm 147, 10, 11. He delights not in the strength of the horses. I know you have strength. I know you have strength. He taketh no pleasure in the leg of man. I know you have connection. Do you know that leg of man is in the Bible? You didn't know. The Lord takes pleasure in them that fear him, and to those who hope in his mercy. Rise up on your feet. After everything you have done, you come.
You have just listened to a sermon from RCCG Graceville Parish. You can find more download links by searching for the hashtag Graceville Audio Message on our Twitter page at RCCG Graceville. God bless you.